Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air dates, October 26, 1938, and the title is The Deserter. Hope you guys enjoy.
Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger.
The early settlers in the western United States were not the only ones who endured hardship and privation. The small detachments of soldiers who were sent to build and man the garrisons on the far-flung reaches of the frontier were often attacked by hostile Indians and bands of outlaws. They endured bitter cold and blazing heat, and although they did their job well, they might not have succeeded in making the West safe without the help of the masked rider of the plains. It was he, more than any other man, who brought law and order to the frontier. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading north to Wyoming. Someone's waiting on the trail ahead. Hello, Silver! Away!
It was midwinter, and a raging blizzard had swept out of the north to strike at the little town of Sterling. The single main street was deserted, except for a figure that half ran, half stumbled toward a house that stood by itself on the edge of town.
Locked. Ma, in the name of heaven, Ma, unlock the door. Hurry, open the door.
Jerry.
Lock it quick. No, I'll lock it.
Where'd you come from? What are you doing here? The fort.
The blazes were the fort.
But you're on duty. You... Oh, your uniform, you're not wearing it. You're not on leave, are you?
I'm through with the army, Ma. Through with it, you understand? Through with standing guard in the open when it's 30 below. Through with chasing redskins with nothing but a blasted arrow in the back for your trouble.
Jerry.
Frozen saddles. Frozen feet and hands. Orders for men to stay inside where it's warm and safe just because they got stripes on their sleeves. I'm done with it, Ma. Done with it. I'll never go back.
Have you lost your mind, son?
I'm just getting sense, that's all. The window, Ma. Is that horseman? The snow's blowing so I can't hardly see.
Cavalry.
They mustn't see me. Well, I hide. I can't let them find me.
But Jerry, you can still go back. It isn't too late.
Go back? They'd shoot me. Stand me up against a wall and shoot me. I've got to hide. The kitchen.
No, Jerry. Over there, that little room under the stairs I used for a closet. You can lock that.
Sure, this will do all right. You won't let them know I'm here, Mom.
Of course not, son. Hurry.
Yeah.
My son is there. Oh, they've stopped. They're coming in.
Open the door.
Just a moment.
Let it pass.
What?
Get in there, man. Search the house from top to bottom. He's here and you've got to find him.
Who are you looking for? I'm here alone. You can't...
Sorry to say it, Mom, but that ain't the truth. I seen him running for this place myself. All right, fellas, hunt him out. If he gives you a fight, drill him.
You want my boy?
Now, Mom, don't you take on. We're just doing our duty. And it ain't your fault he turned out bad.
He didn't. He couldn't.
He deserted.
I don't believe it.
When he lit out, he took the payroll for the garrison along with him.
The payroll? Oh, no.
Every last penny of it, $3,000.
There's a mistake. There must be. Why, he didn't have...
So, he is here, eh?
No, of course he isn't. I'm just thinking of something else.
Yeah? What he most likely figured on was getting here without being seen, grabbing a horse and beating it for the backcountry to join them other outlaws.
Jerry's no outlaw.
Oh, shucks, Mom. Being his ma, I reckon you can't say no different. But if he didn't plan to join up with Max Daly and them other deserters that run off from the fort... then I'm a seagoing donkey.
Jerry isn't Max Daly's kind.
Both deserters, ain't they? What's the matter with you fellas? Can't you find him?
He sure ain't where I look.
How about you?
I found him just about everywhere, Sergeant.
Yeah? I ain't seen nobody open this door here. Mom, what's this door lead to?
No, there's nothing there. Don't, please.
Stand away. Let me in there.
Please, I swear. It's just a room I store things in. You search the house. You know he isn't here. Can't you go? If you really want him, you're just wasting time. He's maybe...
Out of the way. So he ain't inside, eh?
He isn't. I tell you, he ain't here.
Sergeant, I got a way to find out whether she's lying or not.
Huh?
What?
Blast you, who told you to fire through that door? I'll have your hide.
But I was only trying...
I'll see if he's inside. It's locked. You got the key, Mom?
No.
Take the butt of your rifle. Smash that door in.
I'll report you, all of you. You can't do this.
You've been mighty brave, Mum. There ain't no use of pretending anymore. Your boy's in there, all right. The way you yelled gave you away.
But don't harm him. He don't mean to do anything.
There. Sergeant, the lock busted clean off.
Now we'll see. What the...
He's gone. Gone. Oh, thank you.
That window, it's open. He opened it and climbed out while we were checking through the rest of the house.
Blasted luck.
Tracking him through this blizzard ain't going to be no easy job. Just take a look outside. Sergeant, the snow's covered his prints already.
To our camp soon, Tonto. There's not much use going further today.
It gets dark soon.
Yes, the storm is helping Max and his gang. Any tracks they might leave would be covered up 5 minutes after they were made.
Ah.
It'd be bad enough without the storm. This country's nothing but wasteland, gullies, arroyos, caves, hills, mile after mile of rocks. There's 1,000 places to hide and 1,000 ways to reach them without being seen.
Maybe we not find out what.
We won't give up. We'll try again tomorrow. Those men who deserted must be found and punished. They aren't. Others will follow their example. Just like that young fellow who deserted 2 days ago.
Him plenty foolish.
I can't understand that case, Tonto. Jerry Crane had a good army record. He was liked by the men and his superiors. He's been decorated twice. He was in line for promotion, they say.
Maybe him think him steal cash. Him live easy.
Yes. I'm afraid temptation proved too much for him. Now a good soldier has become another one of Max Daly's outlaws. That man has to be found, Tonto.
And we try to find him.
We'd better turn back now.
Let's
see. I'll try to remember how far we came today and start from here tomorrow.
There, a big stone by tree.
Yes. And use that for a landmark, then. Tonto, over there in the snow. Isn't that a man?
That man, all right.
He's half buried under that drift. He must be freezing. Come on,
get him up, Scout.
Perhaps he's dead already.
Oh, Scout.
Give me a hand with him, Tonto.
Me help.
I'll dig the snow away from him.
him not dead. Tonto here, Hart. Good. Fellow, he's just a young fellow. I wonder, the description of Jerry Crane. This must be him.
Huh?
It was reported that he got away from his mother's home 2 days ago. Must have got this far on foot. Seems almost impossible in a blizzard like this.
Him not bad, bros.
He isn't?
Me fix him here.
He's reviving, Tonto.
Jerry, can you hear me? Wake up, Jerry!
Go away. Let me sleep. It's so warm.
Come, Tonto, help me lift him. We'll get him back to camp.
Lift him, lift him. Crawl silver saddles on him. Steady, old fellow.
Let me sleep.
We'll take care of you, Jerry. Ready, Tonto?
Me ready.
Hail, silver! Away!
Lone Ranger and his faithful Indian companion Tonto made camp in a cave that sheltered them from the fury of the storm. There they revived Jerry, and when he'd recovered enough to join them at their campfire, they listened to his story.
Maybe you're right, stranger. You reckon I was an awful fool.
You were, Jerry. There's no use dodging the truth.
Maybe I'm just yellow. Maybe I ain't got the backbone a real man needs. I don't know. Anyhow, seeing the chance to get clear with all that cash and away from the army was a work and a dangerous day after day. Well, I just lost my head.
Then you did steal the army payroll.
Yeah.
But when your mother was questioned by Captain Boyd, she claimed she couldn't possibly have had that money on you when she saw you. And I know you haven't got it now.
It took time to hide it, stranger. That's how come I was near to being caught.
I see.
But I don't want it now. I don't ever want to see it again. You've got to believe that, stranger.
I do believe you.
It's too late to fix things up. I'm a coward and a thief. Just about the lowest thing ever walked on two legs, I reckon.
You were false to your oath.
Uh-huh.
And you betrayed a trust.
I don't need to be told.
But I still think there's good material in you, Jerry. You've got a fine mother. A boy with a mother like yours can't be all bad.
You really think that?
That's what I want to believe.
You, a masked man, having faith in me. And after what I'd done.
It isn't entirely faith, Jerry. I believe that when a man has thrown away all his honesty and manhood, he should be punished. But sometimes a man can make a mistake, even a mistake as bad as yours, and still become a good citizen if he's willing to pay the price.
I think I see what you mean, stranger.
You could go on, Jerry, the way you started, and in another year you wouldn't be worth saving. But now there's still time to turn back.
Friend, I'll do it. I'll get that cash and give myself up. I'll face the music.
And risk the firing squad?
I was forgetting that.
I know. But I think you're sincere. And I think there's another way to return. A way that you can go back with honor.
There is?
You mean danger, of course.
What is it? What can I do?
And hardships as well.
I don't care. Just tell me what to do, friend. Anything. It don't matter.
Then listen to me, Jerry. After I told you my plan, you may not like it, but it's the only thing you can do to pay for what you've already done. Now then, what do you think of it?
I'm not afraid.
Then you agree?
It's my chance, stranger, and it's you that's given it to me. I'd be even worse than what I am if I turned it down. And there's another thing.
Yes?
I just want you to know one thing. No matter what happens, no matter if I don't turn out to be the kind of man you think me, well, I won't never forget what you've done.
Well, I think it's time we turned in and got some sleep, Jerry. All of us need rest.
Uh-huh. And first thing in the morning...
Over here! There's a fire!
The soldiers that are looking for me.
Them see fire. Quick, we've got to get out. They'll trap us in here.
But what do we do? They're bound
to the horses.
I'm in that tent.
Tonto.
Huh?
We'll have left. Jerry, take Scout. You and I'll ride Silver.
I should ride the paint horse?
You've got to have a horse, Jerry.
Here, look out.
But what
this thing will spoil our plans, Jerry. It only means that you've got to start at once instead of tomorrow.
The sooner the better.
Scout, love, run those horses. Up with you, Tonto.
I'll not forget what you told me, stranger.
We'll separate here, but follow my instructions exactly.
Hail, get out of
there.
Away!
Shoot him down!
One of them other fellows
was mad. Blasted,
we can't touch
him. Sergeant, I'd say there wasn't a horse in the whole troop that could travel like them.
They just seemed to fly like they had wings.
I'd give a heap to know who them other fellows was.
Maybe the masked fellow was Max himself,
but the one looked like a redskin.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
A polecat. Well, anyhow, we know they're still hanging around this part of the country. And by thunder, we'll get the whole gang. All right, men. Head your horses around. We'll go back to the fort and report this to the captain. Get up, sir. Get up.
The curtain falls on the first act of our thrilling Lone Ranger drama.
Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Jerry Crane, having stolen the army payroll and deserted, was saved from freezing to death by the Lone Ranger. Just as Jerry had agreed to make amends for his crime, the masked man's camp was discovered by troopers, and the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Jerry were forced to leave. As our story continues, we see Mrs. Crane, Jerry's mother, in Captain Boyd's office at the fort.
Captain, I have some money. It ain't much, but it's what my husband left me when he died. You can have it all, every penny of it. Maybe that'll help make up for what Jerry done.
This has been hard on you, Mrs. Crane.
I had such plans for Jerry. His pa was a soldier, too, for a time, you know. Soldiering seemed to be in Jerry's blood. But now...
I couldn't take your money, Mrs. Crane.
I thought, well, I reckon I figured that if I could pay for what Jerry took, then you wouldn't be so hard on him, maybe.
I have no choice. Your son was a soldier, ma'am. He'll have to pay the penalty expected of any other soldier who forgets his duty.
Please.
Desertion in time of peace would have been bad enough.
You're not at war.
It amounts to the same thing, ma'am. There's always the Indians and Max Daly.
Max Daly. He's the cause of my boy deserting.
Your son is the seventh man to desert and join Max. I suppose you know Max Daly was once a corporal here.
Yes, I knew.
He was discovered stealing from the other troopers. He was confined to the guardhouse pending his trial and punishment. But with the help of several of his worthless friends, he escaped.
I just can't bring myself to think that Jerry had anything to do with a man like that.
But there can be little doubt that was your son's plan. What else could he do? His capture would be almost certain if he tried to escape this part of the country. His safest bet would be to join Max in the back country where they hide out.
He doesn't know where Max is.
Perhaps not. But there's no question that Max has heard of him by this time. If Jerry can't find him, he'll find Jerry.
My son.
For your own good, ma'am. I'd suggest you forget it.
What are you?
Who's there?
Sergeant Crump, reporting, sir.
Come in. Yes?
I beg to report we found Private Dane, sir.
Oh.
You have him?
Well, not exactly that, sir.
Well, don't stand there stuttering.
We found him, sir, but he got away.
Got away?
A masked fellow in a redskin was with him. I reckon we've got him, 7 men for them.
You blundering fools.
Yes, sir.
Have him in your hands and lose him. I should reduce you to the ranks. Who was the man with the mask? Max Daly?
We couldn't rightly tell, sir. It's getting mighty dark.
I couldn't rightly tell. Look here. Can you understand an order? Can you?
Of course, sir.
Then remember this. First thing in the morning, you're taking the men and searching the country around here from one end to the other. And the first masked man you see, shoot him on sight. Have you got that straight?
Yes, sir.
Then get out. Let a deserter get away from you. Sergeant, get out before I lose my temper.
Scott, we don't find a place to get out of this storm before long. I'll be freezing all over again.
I ain't never been so cold.
Sure, fella, I'll bet you're plenty cold yourself. Well, we ought to come on something that'll do us right quick. There's caves aplenty hereabouts.
That's far enough, Mister. Stop right where you are.
What? Who's that?
That's full of on them range, Jerry.
Whoa, Scott, whoa.
Give you a surprise, didn't I? Whoa there.
Max Daly.
Just thought I'd sort of give you a welcome.
Huh?
As a matter of fact, Jerry, I've been following along behind you for quite a spell.
Following me? But how...
Just, you don't suppose them soldiers could do all that shooting without somebody hearing it, do you?
Oh, so that's how you found me.
I've been keeping an eye out. I figured maybe you'd be along this way afore long.
You know?
About you deserting? Sure I do. Maybe I do keep hold up here in the hills with the boys, but that don't mean that I don't get the news.
I was looking for you, man.
I thought you might. Got tired of taking orders in the army, didn't you? And jumping every time some fart hollered at you.
Didn't you?
Sure I did. There's another little matter, Jerry.
Yeah?
Told you I heard things. About you deserting, for instance, and something else. Now, you just sit still. Don't try nothing, because I ain't such a bad shot, even if I ain't a soldier no more.
What are you doing?
Just thought I'd have a look in your saddlebags, that's all. Got any objections?
You mean the payroll?
Sure, what else?
It's there, Max, the whole thing.
Well, now, that's just fine. You plan on joining up with me and the boys?
I'd sure like to, Max.
Can you take orders? In case you know I'm the boss.
Aye, Sally.
And about that cash you got with you. course, you understand that everybody in our gang divides up equal. That suit you?
Max, you can take this cash and divvy it up right now if you want it.
You sure changed a lot since we shared the same barracks, Jerry. You and me didn't used to get along so well together.
There's been a lot of water gone under the bridge since then, Max.
I reckon there has. And from the way you talk, I got a notion you're going to fit right in with my bunch. Steady there, blast you.
Can't we get someplace where it ain't so cold?
That's where we're going right now. Back to camp to show the boys our new partner and divvy up that $3,000. Get up there.
Get up, Scott.
Several days went by. The storm cleared up, but still the Lone Ranger and Tonto did not leave their new camp.
There's nothing yet, Kimosabe.
Not yet.
This is the fourth night.
We wait plenty long.
Too long, Tonto. I'm afraid something's happened to Jerry. We can't wait another night.
Maybe Jerry not tell truth.
That's the gamble I had to take, Tonto. I hate to think he lied to me. But if nothing happens tonight,
what we do?
Then we'll have to try to find him.
That's plenty hard.
I may have made a mistake in trusting him, but I couldn't see a man with Jerry's qualities throw himself away without doing something to stop him. But I won't worry. There's still... Wait, Tonto.
Missy.
It's there. Here, Silver.
You ride?
Yes, as fast as Silver can carry me.
You want Tonto go?
No, Tonto. It's a job for one man to do. There's more of a chance for success if Silver doesn't have to carry a double load.
Yeah.
But I promise you, Tonto, that you'll be in on the finish. Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
Before the gate of the fort, a solitary sentry paced back and forth.
Midnight. Doggone keeping guard. I sure wish.
Don't
I...
call out.
What?
I have a gun pressing against your back.
Who are you? What do you want?
Drop your rifle quickly. Now turn around slowly. Don't make any sudden moves.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you exactly what to do. If you value your life, you'll obey orders.
You can't get away with this.
Quiet. Now open that gate.
But I...
Open that gate. And take me where your captain sleeps.
I'm getting it.
Where's the captain's place?
Just over there.
All right. Walk ahead of me. And remember, shout or try to...
I'll be court-martialed for this.
You'll get in more trouble if you didn't do it.
No, look, you're...
Don't talk. Keep on going.
This is it.
Up the steps.
A port like this.
Very well.
What's that for you?
Captain, you've got a visitor. You're going to listen to what I have to say, whether you want to or not.
Max.
Here?
Blazes come at Jerry. He's been around camp for the past hour.
Well, what's there about that to get excited over?
I just don't like it, that's why. I don't care if he did turn over that 3,000 to us. I ain't trust him, even if you do.
Yeah, who said I trusted him?
Well, you
thought... You figure he might try to clear out of here, huh?
He might. And if he was caught by the soldiers, he'd tell about our hideout sure as thunder.
He won't get far by walking.
Huh?
That's his main horse hobbled over there, ain't it? I told Jerry the only time he did any riding was when we was alone.
Oh, I never noticed the horse. I suppose you're right, but even so,
oh,
we can't...
Oh, quit your worrying. He'll be showing up soon. Just about time to turn in anyhow.
There's a horse. Must be Nick coming back.
Yeah. Just told him to take a ride around to make sure no soldiers were snooping anywhere near. Don't hurt to be careful.
Hi there, Nick.
Hello there. See anything, Nick?
How do you think, Max? I rode clear out to Eagle Point. Say, what made you change your mind?
Huh?
Change my mind? What are you talking about?
You must have got pretty cold to make a fire like you did after all your hollering about taking no chances. What'd you put it out for?
We ain't had no fire.
You must be seeing things, Nick.
Now, look here. If you want a fire, that's all right with me. Why'd Blazes lie about it?
But we didn't have a fire, I tell you.
Hey, are you serious about that?
You think I'd build one out here where it could be seen? And if I did, where's the ashes?
Well, I'll be doggone.
You were just dreaming.
Hold on.
Huh?
Maybe Nick wasn't mistaken. Maybe he did see a fire.
Have you gone loco, too?
Loco, nothing. I'll bet my bottom dollar Nick seen just what he said he did. And what's more, I'll bet it was Jerry built the fire Nick seen. Come on, let's find that polecat.
We're not stopping, Tonto. Grab my saddle and swing up behind.
I'll be here you come.
There, keep us of it. Keep on going, Captain. Come on, Silver.
I've seen the fire from over here somewhere.
That skunk built his fire behind these rocks so we wouldn't know about it.
I'll teach him to go again, Order.
There it is, just around that corner.
You can see the glow of it. Come on.
Blast you, Jerry, put out that fire.
And hurry up about it.
Stand where you are. Come any closer and I'll fire.
Why are you threatening me, will you?
I warned you, the next will be closer.
Put that gun down.
That was for you, Nick. And if you rush me, I got another gun here that's loaded full up.
Have you gone crazy, Jerry? What's got into you?
If I interfere with me and you'll find out just how crazy I am.
Flog him.
Get down behind these rocks and drill him.
Yeah, all of you get down. You better give up, Jerry.
Get your head down.
All right, bless you. Let him have it, fellas.
He's behind the rock, too.
Fire all around him.
Stop firing. We can't get him this way. We'll have to rush him.
If we don't, that fire will keep burning, and there's no telling who'll see it.
All together, then.
Are you ready?
Come on.
We'll get them. If they resist, men, shoot them down.
The soldiers.
They're all around us.
Comfort. Let's get out of here. We can't stay.
It'll be your last.
It's a mask, fellas.
We're covered. We ain't got a chance.
I give up. Don't shoot. Don't shoot.
Tie them their horses. This time they're going back to the guardhouse to stay.
We ain't the only ones. There's Jerry there. He's the one that stole the payroll. You gotta get him, too.
I'll take care of him. Jerry.
I done my best, friend.
Now I can take my medicine, I reckon. I'm surrendering, sir.
Surrendering?
I know I've done wrong, Captain. I'm willing to pay.
There must be some mistake. The masked man here told me about what you were doing to help us capture Max and his gang.
I explained everything, Jerry. But you're getting the money you'd hidden. About coming here so that you could show us the way to Max's hideout with a fire. All of it.
You did.
And, Jerry, the masked man's persuaded me to give you another chance.
But everybody knows about me deserting.
Suppose you leave that in my hands.
Huh?
The masked man suggested that I report you deserted to the payroll as part of a plan to trick Max Daly.
You mean...
I mean I think his suggestion is one of the best I ever heard. But there's one thing you'll have to promise me.
I'll promise anything, sir.
Just promise this. If the masked man ever tells you to do anything again, don't be fool enough to give him an argument like I did at the fort tonight.
Come on, Silver Old Fellow! There's trouble up the Hefner Ranch!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger, Incorporated.
Welcome back. Okay, check out the show notes site, otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Until the next show, have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.